The business is half owned by the people of the Ngunnawarra Lands and half owned by a joint venture company called Central Livestock Management. They brought along the skills in mustering and managing the supply chain, and Ngunnawarra had access to lots of camels.
Where have you gone since then? It started in 2012, it's now 2015. How's business?
We have sold 18,000 camels, which is a fairly good start for a business. We've run at a small profit, we've developed infrastructure, we've achieved Indigenous employment on the lands, and we've managed our camels, which were a big problem for us because if we don't manage them, they damage our infrastructure. Camels get thirsty.
That's true, that's true. And we'll get to that in a moment. But just before we get there, so there is enough money in it. In terms of the camels, the wild camels that you're mustering and selling for slaughter, you can actually turn a profit.
Yeah, we've had to start from scratch. So we didn't have a lot of infrastructure. But if, you know, we often see people complaining about having camels. If they've got yards and everything, you can put them into yards and you can sell them. And the thing that wasn't around before us was a consistent supply chain. But a company called Samex down at Peterborough will buy camels off of us 10 months of the year. And so we think, and some of our neighbours are already doing it, the cattle people who have camels coming onto their property, they just put them in a yard now and sell them. So that works well.
And there's enough out there in terms of information, how to handle the camels, how to process them, how to yard them, all that sort of stuff, the efficiencies?
Well, we have developed some different techniques for doing it. We use a wide yard, a wide race. They're a lot easier to get onto a truck with a wide race. That was hard-earned knowledge, but we've learned a lot about handling camels, and our people out there have had a lot of experience. Nothing that a cattle person or our neighbours couldn't pick up very quickly, and fairly simple changes to their existing yards.
So how did you end up in Kazakhstan?
Oh, well, we've been really interested in learning more about camel husbandry, management, diseases, all of those sorts of things, because it's a very important business for the people of the Ngunnawarra Lands. And we, through the Central Australian Camel Industry Association, met Professor Rafat Al-Jazim, who's at University of Queensland. He's originally from Iraq, but actually only started studying camels when he was in Australia. However, he is the editor of the Isocard Journal, and he said, you should come to the conference. And so we wrote a paper and we came, and it was awesome. Frank Young and I came. Frank's a traditional owner in the area and lives out at Armitage, but he's a very skilled camel musterer, so it was good for Frank to go there.
And so the idea behind Kazakhstan, when was that again? That was in
June this year.
June this year. So, and the idea behind Kazakhstan was to learn more about the camel business so that you could bring that knowledge back home and develop the business?
Yeah, because no one's really been researching camels very much in Australia since they did some good work in the territory here in the late 90s. But there hasn't been much research on how to actually use camels commercially for a long time, whereas the rest of the world's been moving on with it and developing their camel industry. Camels usually live on really hard country, so where we were in Kazakhstan's right out on the steppe, the temperature varies from minus 30 in the winter to 30 in the summer, and the Bactrian camels out there handle those conditions. In Central Australia, the camels handle the really long droughts that we have and do it with aplomb, because they can walk 70 kilometres in a day, and they don't feel any stress from having no water for three. So they're really well adapted to our conditions.
Yeah, right. So the Kazakhstan meeting led to China, an opportunity in China. Tell us about what's happening there.
Well, there's a camel milk company in northwestern China, in the most northwestern province of China, right up against the border of Kazakhstan and Russia and Mongolia. And the Chinese Bactrian Camel Association was having a meeting there, and the local camel milk producer wanted to hear more about what was going on in Australia, because they are trying to develop a import protocol to import camel meat from Australia. So that's what we'll be talking about there.